Week over week, our cash cattle markets are up just a little bit. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. We have been watching a cash cattle market slightly increase week over week. We've seen sales essentially this week, 228 to 230. Joe Koima is with Koima, Koima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Yankton looks to be getting along pretty good right now. I would call it kind of 2 to 4 higher than last week, and that's kind of on a conservative side there. So I do believe that the Packers are kind of looking for some inventory. If we remember, you know, 3 weeks ago, that last drive of $8 higher, they bought a lot of cattle for a couple weeks out. This is a week that they don't have enough inventory bought, I don't think. So there's a little taste out there that we think is happening, though it might take a few more days to kind of get that cash market to develop.
I do like how you brought up the sales barns. It does seem like they've kind of been the drivers here for a while, haven't they, Joe?
Yeah, they've been a very good indicator the last several months to, you know, not 100% necessarily, but it is a good little indicator to have at the beginning of the week just to see if there's an appetite out there for sure.
As we swing over to the grain side of things, we have been seeing some pretty decent export business for this time of year.
Yeah, you could almost say that a little bit louder for the soybeans in the back, because it seems like we get some of those sales here at 8 o'clock, and it's just not enough to get this market to catch very well. If you look at year-to-year stuff, our soybeans were only 40-some percent of our exports the year before, but I mean, if we backtrack 4 months ago, that was at zero, basically. So we're doing what we're supposed to be doing here. It's probably not enough or as quick as what we were promised, right? You know, I think that's just harboring the market here just a little bit, but, you know, very oversold down here. There's still some optimism, but when a market can't get off its feet with the news at hand of getting some of these sales, it's a little bit concerning to a certain degree.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.